there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, I have just a entire group of maniacs, diving maniacs, with us today. Of course, Bill, the producer, as always. And if that weren't enough...
And it's not.
It never is. We've brought in some more recruits for more, you know, more whack jobs. No, I wouldn't say that.
We bring them in for a variety of jobs.
Yeah, exactly. But we have Pete from Scuba Board.
Yo.
You may know him as NetDoc at scubaboard.com. And then
I call him Gimpy.
It's kind of like a little family reunion from our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise of a couple weeks ago, because we have Scott from singlescott.com and, of course, me, Mermaid Angela.
Who I call Blushy.
Blushy?
Blushy. Blushy the mermaid.
Blushy
the
mermaid.
And so she just experienced her first live aboard dive experience thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures. And
she's no longer a virgin?
She is not a live aboard virgin. What are you laughing at, Angela?
I laugh when things are funny.
She's blushing again.
Yeah, she had quite an experience on that live aboard adventure. We are going to reflect on our experience because, you know, this is the first time we've gotten together since that adventure.
It's nice to have the whole gang of us that were together on the live aboard together once again to relive the camaraderie of that live aboard diving experience that we all got to enjoy together.
Well, we did in a way, because you heard the show that we recorded on the vessel.
It was just as if I was there without, you know, the sun and the diving and the enjoyment.
Exactly. Sarcasm.
No, surely not. But yeah, you know, the
No, it is sarcasm, and stop calling me Shirley.
The restraining orders have worn off. It's basically a standard 10-day buffer that we have to have before we see each other again after one of these trips. It's kind of like quarantine. You know what I'm saying? After you spend a week on board with everybody, you have to kind of have...
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. Oh,
with the right antibiotics.
10 days to be decontaminated. I don't know, something like that. I went to Nevis, and of course you heard that show last week, hanging out with Neil Watson and Anna Lynn from neilwatson.com. And you guys made your way back home.
To work.
Angela did, and mm-hmm. Scott actually stayed on the boat. So he just got back this past Saturday after doing 2 weeks on the Caribbean Explorer, too, right, Scott?
Count them, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And, you know, so we're going to talk about, you know, some of the things that we experienced after our little adventure on board the Caribbean Explorer 2 with Explorer Ventures. Some of those things we can talk about. Angela's perking up right now going, well, are you sure about that?
What are you talking about, Greg? Come on.
Just the stuff we can talk about and not, you know, get arrested. So we will cover that, as well as we're going to check in with Clay today, who is the president, owner, Big Poobah of Explorer Ventures.
Wow, Clay Aiken right here on Scuba Radio. That's going to be
Scuba
fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
He might be Aiken, but not from that.
Hello!
But, yeah, he's going to come on and talk about some of the trips we have coming up here that you can join us on as you hear, you know, that we had so much fun on the Caribbean Explorer, too. We got three more trips coming up in the next few months that you'll hear all about, and some specials.
Oh, yeah, I'll hear about it.
Well, you're going to be welcome to come on these trips too, Bill. I invited you on this one.
You
come
did.
On.
You said I could buy my cabin on the Explorer to Live Aboard as long as I paid extra for the luggage to get your equipment onto the boat. That was the deal you made for me. Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
My equipment is very important. It's big.
Yeah, normally two, three guys required to help portage that around.
Well, not usually guys, but well, that's a whole other story.
That's not what I hear.
Angela's blushing again. What's going on?
He's telling the truth.
Oh! Oh! Thank you.
Which one?
No, Bill? I meant Bill, Greg. Oh. Bill.
Sorry. All right. So anyway, we're going to get into that. But first, a little viewer mail. You know, we've been traveling so much. It's hard to stay up with the folks that are emailing us at scubaradio.com. Of course, you can do so anytime. And eventually, if I don't reply back to you personally, which I do try to respond to every email we get at scubaradio.com, believe it or not.
Yes, actually.
It will
but
get
that
to me.
Buzz off is a form letter. That's the buzz off form letter.
You know, I honestly don't have the luxury maybe to reply back to everybody personally, but I will. I definitely see the emails, and I will try to at least do a little shout out on the air. And we got one here from Alari. I guess that's how he says his name, and he actually ordered a Scuba Radio shirt and hat. But he sent me an email after he received his merchandise and said, I proudly wear them every time I go diving. I got them the day before yesterday, so it didn't take long to get here. And actually, he is in, where is he? He's in some, like, on the opposite side of the world. Finland. He's in Finland, and he does some stuff for MTV3 in Finland. So he shoots, like, underwater video. He sent me a link to some of his work. But he said, we're just coming into spring right now. The sun is shining after a couple of weeks. I hope we have no snow and ice so we can go diving again.
Congratulations. Welcome to spring in Finland. Maybe there'll be no ice.
Yeah.
It's good for Finlandian vodka.
Yeah. That's his threshold. As long as there's no ice, he's good for diving. Because he's not into the ice diving.
We're going
thing.
To a moose that, dive this weekend.
He says ice dive. That's for the real divers.
That's a reindeer dive.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. He's a warm water wuss. He likes his water to be at least 48 degrees.
Yeah. Well, he goes to the Red Sea. And that's where I guess that part of the country will go.
Is it still
for tropical diving?
Hold on
what?
One second.
Well, that's where
Two
they go.
Things. Number one, Finland does not have a border with the Red Sea.
Well, no, but that's like their Bahamas, maybe.
Okay.
You know, for us in Florida.
And number two.
Mm-hmm.
It is not communist.
Why do they call it red?
I don't know.
Because it was.
I'll have to find out.
It was blood red at one time.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
During the biblical times.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Maybe there's red sand.
Yeah. But he says lots of Finns go diving in the Maldives.
The Maldives are not in the Red Sea.
I see Finns every time I go dive.
Indonesia.
Yeah, I do too.
Of course,
dolphins.
He prefers the Red Sea.
Mermaid
you said it's economical.
There.
It's economical for them to go to the Red Sea as opposed to the Maldives or places in Indonesia and things like that. But he said, I recommend Scuba Radio to my friends, and some of them have been interested.
I have also recommended Scuba Radio to three of my enemies.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he loves the videos on the website. It's so charming. I love those manatees. Not one mention of the mermaids, though. He prefers manatee videos over mermaids.
Well, maybe
he's confused. Maybe he's getting
I think you and him would be good friends.
I don't understand what you're trying to say there, Angela.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, anyway, Alari, there's your little shout out. Thanks for listening. And we really appreciate it. Feel free to post something. You know, he could start his own blog. Finland Diver blog at scubaradio.com now, because we have that new feature at the website, and he can post up some pictures or his videos from MTV3.
Another blog title possibility? How about Blog Diver Finished, but with the two N's? How's
okay.
that for clever? I'll bet you they never hear that.
Well, start it. Yeah, you know, it's free. It's no big deal to do it there at scubaradio.com. You can start your own blog, post pictures, whatever the case may be.
And you can be ignored by thousands of people.
This
as opposed
true.
To your normal place, where you can only be ignored by a couple of dozen people.
Oh, well, right.
No reason to get defensive.
Of course. But, you know, the thing is that he could put up his videos for everybody to see. And he sent me this link. And I got to say, it was very interesting watching the segment because it was obviously in Finnish, I guess. I don't know. What do they speak there? Swedish? Finnish?
Yeah,
whatever.
Finnish. The Swedes speak Erga-durga. Swedish.
It's all Greek to me.
It's not Greek.
But you're watching the thing, and you can tell what they're saying. And then when they interview some guests, I believe they were on a liveaboard in the Red Sea or something like that, the people speaking that they interview, which they have captions for in their native tongue, are speaking English. So it's kind of funny for us to, you know, see this and see that they got a caption in their language, yet you can understand when they're interviewing people, but you can't understand what the voiceover guy's saying. But you can tell it's, you know, it's like, hey, we dove here, we dove there, and, you know, this is what we saw, and exactly, you know, that kind of thing. So it was quite enlightening. It all brings us together because I did feel connected to them, you know?
Do they listen to Jimmy Buffett over there?
Yes.
Fins to the left, fins to the right.
Oh! I keep forgetting that, you know.
He is a joke machine.
Exactly. He's the master of the pun, Pete. Peter Pun is what we may have to call him.
Yeah, Peter Gunn's nephew, Peter Pun.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Pun like will travel.
I take umbrage at that.
It's nothing like having Pete in the studio to make Bill look good. So, thank you, Pete.
I do my best.
Or I should say, Bill thanks you. You know, we always encourage people to email us with those kind of questions. And like I said, I do try to respond as much as I can. If not, personally, you know, we'll do a little shout-out.
Did I miss the question that was built into that? Was it really a question? Or was it just a bunch of nice things said about you and your radio show?
Exactly. If you have a complaint, I would never acknowledge it. So that's why you don't hear me do this very often. No. No, it's, you know, he said a few things. I just pointed out a couple little tidbits. And the one thing I wanted to mention was the video. I thought that was kind of cool that he works for MTV3 in Finland. And obviously he had a dive story. It was, you know, whether that ties into, you know, MTV America or whatever, who knows. But he's sharing the joy in his own way, and that's a good thing. I think it's a good, don't you, Bill? Come on.
I think it is an excellent thing.
Yes.
I am happy for all divers, whether they are Finnish, Swedish, Latvian, as long as they look halfway decent in a bikini.
Okay.
Trust me, my standards aren't really terribly
that
high.
That eliminates four of the people in the studio right now. you know, of
actually,
course,
it does. It does. Actually, wait.
It's not in that category.
I won't tell you who I'm not including.
Uh-oh.
It's Angela and one other person I would like to see in a bikini.
Oh, this is getting a little awkward.
Yes. Do you care to give us any hints?
No,
even?
I don't even want to hear your answer.
Oh, boy. That hurts.
I think he means himself.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to see you in a bikini.
Well, we got to talk about our travel schedule and other places to go. Who wants to go to Hawaii? Anyone want to go? Ooh, do you want to go to Hawaii? I want to go to Hawaii. That's next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. Then I got laid on the beach in Maui.
I want to go to Hawaii
by a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand. By a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
Yes, who wouldn't want to go to Hawaii? Let's be real here. You know, we just got back from diving off the coast of Saba, Eustatia, and St. Kitts. I actually went to Nevis as well. Nevis, a volcanic island, as you heard about last week on the big show. Very tropical, very lush, rainforest type, mountainous conditions. You know, what most people, I think, would think from looking on, seeing videos of Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands, but very similar.
Well, I will tell you that, Greg, I I do not think I would like going to Hawaii. I like things that are not pleasant. They are not comfortable. They are not perfect conditions day in and day out. I want there to be some really severe weather. I want it to be like 40 degrees for the high, minus 10 for the lows. I'd like to possibly injure myself getting in and out of my wetsuit. I want, when I go diving, to be uncomfortable as possible. And I think that if you force me to go with you to Hawaii, I think I would be unhappy every single second of the day, and it would probably be the worst punishment you could possibly give me. Please, I'm begging you, don't make me go to Hawaii.
Well, you know, God forbid me to be one to make you do something you didn't want to do. So don't worry.
Maybe you can be friends with our Finland friend.
Well,
seems like you would
we'll
like
send
it
you
there.
To Finland.
Why isn't reverse psychology working today?
It never does. All right, Jim Byram from Ocean Concepts in Hawaii is on the line. Welcome to Scuba Radio once again. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, aloha, Greg. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, it is. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning there. You know, they're... I don't know. Is it or is it? I don't know. It's like the day before. Or we're supposed
no.
to... We can tell him what the weather's going to be like later on today in Hawaii.
Oh, yes. I can do that right now. It's going to be nice. There may be a cloud in the southeast sky, and it'll be around 80.
Well, there
congratulations.
You go. I rest my case. So, Jim, but enough about the topside weather. What about underneath? What are you seeing down under in, you know, off the coast of Hawaii right now?
I'll tell you what, we're having a great whale season. I'll tell you what, there are humpback whales all over everything. They're putting on a show just about every day. So it's been glorious. There's all kinds of spinner dolphin running around, and just the normal sea life that's endemic here to Hawaii, and conditions are great. Tell everybody to come see us.
Now, is this humpback whale show that they're putting on, is this anything like this donkey thing that Greg tried to get me to go to in Tijuana? Is this anything similar
to that?
That
was Vegas. That was Vegas.
Yeah, this is just spectacular stuff. It might be a little too tame for you two, though.
Well, I mean...
I hear stories.
Yeah.
They're true.
Yeah, most of them are true, but we... True, yeah, whatever.
Neil fills me in on a regular basis.
Yeah, of course. Now, what about these whales, though? Are divers ever in the water and having a whale cruise by over top of them or by them? Or is this stuff like on the way out to the dive site, you see these humpback whales breaching or something like that?
Well, it's not routine, but there are many instances where divers are in the water and whales do cruise by.
Wow. That would just be like the ultimate encounter, I think, as a diver.
Yeah, it's hard to explain that everything's downhill after that, you know?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Oh, no, you clearly have not dove with the pygmy whitefish. That is spectacular underwater.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. We'll save that one for another day.
Yeah, but it's really, I mean, anytime you get to encounter wildlife free swimming in its natural habitat, it's a special day. So when you see something that big, even whether it's a topside show that they're putting on close to the boat or whether they just happen to cruise through while you're on your way back up from the dive, it's just breathtaking stuff.
So what is the season for this type of encounter? I mean, whale season, you're in the thick of it right now. It goes for what, a few months
actually we're kind of on the tail end of it. They're the whale tail, right? But it starts you know, sometimes they get here as early as mid-October, and then they run into about mid to late March, maybe early April.
Nice. Well, it's not too late then. Go to oceanconcepts.com, and you can book a trip and get on a last-minute whale excursion, maybe. You might just encounter a whale. Not the kind that we have many times in different parts of the world, but the real thing.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We
started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
All right. You know, I get the opportunity to do some pretty cool things hosting this goofy little radio show about diving every week. And whether that's diving off the coast of Sabo with our friends from Explorer Ventures or taking a mermaid underwater to dive for the first time off the coast of Nevis or something like that. Or maybe encountering a humpback whale off the coast of Hawaii. Haven't had a chance to do that yet, so there's always something new to add to the list. But every once in a while, somebody will email me or call me and say, Greg, would you like to try this? We think it would be kind of cool. And one of our listeners, James, works with the Boy Scouts of America. Now, I know you do a lot of stuff with the Boy Scouts, Pete, right?
I do.
And so has Bill the Engineer, right?
More so in the past than today, but yes, big supporter of the Scouts.
Yes. Well, evidently, they're working on or have just announced that they're going to create a scuba merit badge with the Boy Scouts of America.
I'm astonished that there wasn't one.
Yeah.
They actually have a scuba award at the moment, but it's not a merit badge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess they need merit badge counselors.
Yes.
In the Boy Scouts of America organization. So they've asked if I would be interested in being one of the first or the first to sign up as a merit badge counselor for the Boy Scouts for scuba, for the scuba merit badge, through that process.
Just so you understand.
Yeah.
That means that you will have to take the time to read what the requirements are.
No. It says you've got to fill out two forms, some of which I can fill out for you.
Yeah, well, he's not talking about filling the forms out. He's actually talking about being a real...
The way the counselors work, there's a list of requirements. You have to know what the requirements are, and not only do you have to know what the requirements are, you have to know how they can satisfy those requirements. It will take some reading.
What? What kind of scam are they sucking me into here?
You're talking about 10 minutes of time.
I already bought popcorn for the year. And God knows I got enough Girl Scout cookies to do me for two. This is actually kind of a cool thing, and I don't know if we'll go through the process. Surely they haven't worked through the background check
yet. That might be tough.
Don't you have to go through some kind of thing?
They worry about what happens to the boys.
Yeah, of course.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual Codfish Ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the Codfish Ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball.
Isn't a codfish a grouper?
At the bottom
no.
of the sea.
Isn't that same kind of critter?
No, a Jewfish is a grouper.
This jamboree
at the codfish ball. Grouper ball.
At the codfish ball.
They call them codfish in Australia, but I think we call them groupers.
Actually, we wear a codpiece when we go to the Renaissance Festival.
Excuse me?
You might.
I definitely would. Okay. And it would be large.
Oh, boy.
Just like his imagination.
I like to carry things in there.
And this is only the first hour.
Yes.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts are really wanting to
Yeah, well, if they do their homework, I think that background check could be a problem.
That could be a problem.
No, actually, that's not really true.
No? What, how's it work?
There really is a background check, but it really wouldn't be a problem. I'd hate to make a suggestion that it would be.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I know people at council. I could make it a problem.
Well, you can put in a word for me?
Yes, but it wouldn't apparently be a good
not
one.
Not a problem.
Oh. Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for having my back.
Pete out there spreading the truth, you bastard.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I don't know. We'll find out about this merit badge. I mean, regardless whether or not I get involved or not, it is a good thing. And if you have a kid in the Scouts, this might be a nice little introduction to the scuba diving world.
The thing that's great about, I think, both Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and the programs is that it allows you, any individual, if you have a certain set of skills, to be able to train up the youth of America.
That's true. And actually, next year, Greg, you're going to have to come to the Jamboree, the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. Next year, they're going to have the Jamboree up in, I can't remember the name of the fort, AP Hill.
AP
fort
Hill.
AP
yep.
Hill. And they have a big scuba.
Lightning capital of North
scuba,
America.
Yeah.
Place there. And
do I need a tambourine
thousands.
Or something for this, or what?
Bring the tambourine.
Okay.
I'll put you to work.
All right.
Not a problem.
Well, it's a jamboree. I just feel like I must have a tambourine.
Boy
I
don't Scout think, National Jamboree.
Yeah, I don't think you've been to a jamboree. No.
No?
You may have been to a jumparoo.
Oh, maybe that. Or a junkanoo.
Or maybe a codfish jamboree. Yeah. Not a Boy Scout jamboree.
Yeah, that goes back to the background check. Let's just leave that off the table. All right. We got some stuff to cover. On the show that we've been, you know, since we've been traveling,
begging you to cover it.
Well, you do a scuba
board. Here comes the cod piece again.
You do scuba board. You've seen this thing with the tiger shark, right?
Oh,
yeah. Spear fisherman. What have they been saying on scuba board about this guy who was spear fishing and felt it was necessary to shoot this 12-foot tiger shark?
Do you want the synopsis?
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's got on one side, you got the environmentalists who are just amazed that anyone would actually kill a shark. And here you have a guy who felt threatened by a shark enough to take it out because every time he was trying to shoot, that shark was coming in there. You know what? It's one shark compared to what the shark finners do, compared to what the freeliners do. It's nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think it was justified from what you've seen on the video, or what do you think?
Well, I think it was not only, I'm not gonna pass judgment on him. I wasn't there. Okay. I will say it was a gutsy move on his part to take out that huge shark.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Dan Tim next, and then more on the other side.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 338. In a party emergency, your snorkel may be used as a beer bomb.
Yes!
Although we don't officially endorse this kind of reckless behavior.
Attention, please! Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What are we discussing today, Jeff?
Drugs, Greg.
Now that's an answer I didn't expect. It surprises me. Drugs and diving can't be a good combination, so I wouldn't think it'd be a good safety tip.
Which is exactly why I'd like to discuss it. When I say drugs, I actually mean medications.
Since more and more divers every year find themselves in situations where they have to integrate medications into their lives, naturally, diving while medicated is a question that's being asked more and more.
What kind of medications are we talking about?
All different kinds. Certainly too many to discuss individually.
But what kind of conditions are divers facing that require medication?
Well, it's no secret that we have more mature divers in the water than ever before. And like everyone else who reaches a certain age, these folks are facing medical conditions for the first time. Happily, there are lots of medicines and treatments keeping them healthy and on the move, but it's changing the diving landscape a bit for them.
There are also medical conditions that used to be an automatic no in diving, but aren't anymore.
You're right. Conditions like diabetes and asthma, for example, used to mean automatic preclusion from diving. But as we learn more about the conditions and the medications used to treat them, it's not an automatic answer anymore. We're also learning more about mood and emotional disorders. And as medicines are developed to help on that front, we need to learn about how they interact with diving.
So where do we start?
We start with encouraging any diver on medication to know it inside and out. Most medications have side effects, some mild, some not. But if any of the medication's side effects have the potential to affect a diver's safety, a diver needs to not only be aware of it, but be ready to adapt for it.
Give us an example.
Okay. There are some drugs out there whose side effects mirror signs and symptoms of DCI, including fatigue, dizziness, nausea, numbness, and tingling. So a diver's going to have to be extra aware to have some idea of whether the symptoms are present because of the medication or the dive. Other medications may interact with the pressure at depth to create an effect like nitrogen narcosis, which, as we know, reduces a diver's judgment and ability to make sound decisions. Still others affect electrolytes and fluid levels, which can directly affect diver's hydration. Muscle weakness can be a side effect.
Okay. I think we see what you're saying.
The point is, there are countless medications out there, each one of which is intended to do good. But each also comes with a set of considerations, so it's important to know your medication well.
So if a diver has medication as part of his or her life, what can be done to increase safety?
First and foremost, get your doctor involved. Have open and honest discussions with him or her on what kind of diving you'll be doing, and discuss what possible reactions there might be with your medication. Be sure to have follow-up discussions as well. Let your doctor know how your dive went, how you're feeling, anything you experienced, all that good stuff.
What if the doctor is not familiar with how diving might affect the medication?
Give Dan's medical information line a call. Our medics have lots of information on medications that are growing more common among divers. And if they don't have all the answers, they'll find you a medical professional in your area that will be familiar with diving.
Besides getting your doctor involved, what else should a medicated diver do?
Take the medication for a while, and definitely well in advance of any diving you plan to do. You need to give yourself time to let your body adjust to the medication, and you need to establish a surface baseline of how you feel on the meds, as well as any side effects you experience before you start adding in the depth and pressure factor.
And when you do start diving?
Take it slow, really slow. Start with conservative dive profiles and make sure you're diving with a buddy that knows you're diving on medication so they can help keep an eye out for any side effects that might impair your safety. Stay aware of how you're feeling and record everything after the dive.
Now, what about divers who aren't on medication every day but may use them as part of their diving?
You mean like anti-nausea medications or decongestants?
Yep.
Divers don't really do that, do they?
No, I'm asking strictly in the hypothetical.
Oh, well, if it's hypothetical, most of the rules did not change. Lots of divers find it necessary to take medications as part of their diving, but under no circumstances do we advocate self-medicating. Anytime you're considering mixing medication and diving, you should have a knowledgeable medical professional involved so you're aware of the risks, side effects, and any other important factors. If you've never taken a medication before, make sure you try it well in advance of a dive. And when you do dive, take it slow.
So when it comes to diving with medication, caution is the word of the day.
A little caution is never going to hurt you. The bottom line is that modern medication opens up a lot of wonderful possibilities for divers who might otherwise have to give up the sport. But diving while medicated is rather a new territory, and there's still a lot to learn. So yeah, taking it a little easy and erring on the conservative side is a good idea.
Never before have divers had more help in keeping them fit, active, and in the water. But sometimes that help has side effects. So if you're a diver taking medication, play it smart. Talk to your doctor, establish a surface baseline, and take it easy as you work your way back in the water. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah!
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, those are good words to live by. Now, Mermaid Angela and Single Scott are in the studio with us today. We're kind of reminiscing about our adventure.
Ah, those good old days.
Explorer Ventures Live Aboard that we did in Saba, Stacia, and St. Kitts.
I remember it like it happened to someone else.
All you have to do is go back and listen to the show from a couple weeks ago that we actually recorded on the Caribbean Explorer 2, and you can too. Catch up with the rest of the class.
If you turn your speakers all the way up, you can actually hear me muttering during the rebroadcast.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's me.
I wonder what that. I thought that was engine noise.
It's not Artie Johnson.
But that was just
in the
Bill,
background.
The producer, yeah. Under his breath, bitching. Yeah, exactly. That makes a lot of sense.
Me, I'm standing here back.
But studio. It's very calming. It makes it easier to sleep at night. So anyway, Angela, now that you've had 10 days or so to kind of decompress. From what you remember, I mean, what's his name? has those blocked out times or, have they kind of come back in flashbacks and in a favorable light?
I think what he's saying is we want to hear about your trip.
No comment. Yeah, we had a good time.
We did. We
I
had a great
all
time.
Of it.
You do. What are you laughing at me like that for?
She remembers most of it.
The diving was spectacular.
Yes. And the night dive. I did my first night dive.
Yeah.
And my first wreck dive.
Did you sink a boat during the day and then dive on it at night? Is that what happened?
No, she didn't do the Neil Watson story. No.
Not okay. So much.
Yeah. But it was, that was your first night dive. And you got they actually gave her a certificate at the end of the trip. Congratulating her on her first night dive, right?
I actually framed it and it's hanging on my wall. Right.
Well,
now.
Good for you, as it should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were a lot of things that happened the first time for you on that trip.
Oh, dear.
You marked a lot of things off the list.
I did my first night dive and my first wreck dive, yes.
Okay, those were the only things we can talk about on the air. No, we actually did some mermaid pictures at the top of the island of Saba.
Yeah.
And that was quite an experience, wasn't it?
Yes.
That cool little bar. Does anyone remember what the name of it was? The
Scouts.
Scouts. Scouts Bar overlooking the harbor.
Oh, did you get the merit badge? The Scouts Bar merit badge?
I'll tell you what, the locals perked up when all of a sudden Angela put on her mermaid outfit and we're taking pictures and all of a sudden they come over like, what the heck is going on here?
Who wouldn't perk up if Angela put her outfit on?
Actually, here's the thing. You got to figure she was wearing something else, so she probably was taking something off in order to put on the mermaid outfit, and that's when they started perking up.
That was behind closed doors, Bill.
Yeah, come on, Bill. Don't start erroneous rumors.
No, that's right. We are all about the facts here. Only the facts, no rumors.
The one thing I do remember about that bar that I thought was quite charming was when you go into the restroom, they're very green on this island. They're very ecologically sensitive.
Banana leaves instead of
aware.
Toilet paper?
No, they had a little sign. It said, let's see.
Flush twice, it's a long way to the kitchen.
No. Welcome to the land of sun and fun. We never flush it down. On just one run. And there you go. See? Yeah, they're trying to save the planet.
That's kind of gross.
With their witty little... That's better than if it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Right.
So, I believe in that.
It's more of an island twist on that classic scene, don't you think?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
Wow. You never know what's going to happen on this show. During the commercial break, Bill, the producer, just shared, or he just dropped a bombshell on the entire Scuba Radio crew here. Bill.
Yes, I admitted that I am not gay. And I think a lot of people, especially the mermaids, were dumbfounded by
that. Hold on, you did not say that.
I think I proved it is actually what happened.
Well,
I don't think so.
You didn't say that either. You didn't prove anything.
No. Oh, okay.
You know, all you said
Angela, get over here. I have something to prove.
Oh, God.
Evidently, Bill and his better half are...
She's like more of my better two-thirds.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. But you've spawned...
Legend has it that my wife and I will be having a baby at the beginning of October.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
I thought the best part was he just walked over, like, we're all talking amongst ourselves. He walks over, he's like, hey, guess what? We're having a baby. Like, no big deal.
And what did I say?
You said, is it yours?
Yeah.
And we won't really know until we have it tested.
Yeah. But no, that's great. Congratulations.
Wonderful, Bill.
Thanks.
We're very
Wonderful.
Happy for you. Bill has spawned.
Again.
Hopefully we'll have a little mermaid.
The plumbing still works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive considering how old you are.
Thank you.
I was surprised.
Nice.
Well, modern science, it's a wonderful thing. Well,
you think ammo that old would get kind of flaky.
Actually, clearly you haven't seen my oldest. It was flaky to start with.
Okay. Now, I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah.
And hopefully none of his family is listening.
Actually,
right
Tony Russell, Tony Randall, my personal god.
He was your mentor?
He was indeed. He had a child when he was 79 years old.
So you had a picture of Tony Randall in your mind when you...
Always.
Oh, boy.
Always, always, always.
Yeah. You know,
moving
it's
right
not
along.
Deep, it's way deep now.
Sounds like I need a vacation after hearing this, maybe. But Bill, I don't know. We'll have to figure out something that you can do. Maybe we can bring the wife on one of these trips that we have coming up in the.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Let's
she
take her
snorkel.
Diving.
She can snorkel.
She can snorkel.
She can hang out on the boat and just work on her tan.
That'd be nice. There's sure more of her to tan.
Okay, I'm glad she. I'm sure she appreciates that comment. Hopefully she's not listening right now.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Really. Hour two on deck. We're going to talk about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises, the Legends of Diving event, and 40 Fathom Grotto is having an open house. We'll tell you about that in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.